Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
COVID isolation time goes down.
From 10 days to 5.
4 dead in Denver.
It was like one shot and then 5 or 6 more and a couple more after that.
L.A. crossfire death raises new questions.
The state attorney general's office is reviewing this shooting.
Good morning, I'm Peter King in Orlando with a CBS World News Roundup. The CDC says U.S. COVID cases are up more than 50% over the past week, but most involve the Omicron variant, which tends to be less severe than other strains. Now the agency has shortened isolation guidelines for asymptomatic patients from 10 to 5 days. It's a break for industries hit hard by staff shortages. CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Akis.
Part of this obviously had to be done because there are so many people being infected with Omicron at the present time that the workforce in many industries is limiting the ability of those industries to function. That includes the healthcare because those rules were actually changed days earlier for the healthcare industry. It includes travel industry, airplanes, restaurants, etc. And so by changing the protocols to really go with the data, it should make things a little bit easier in those regards.
But CBS's Errol Barnett reports that not everyone at the airlines is happy about the change.
The shorter isolation and quarantine windows from the CDC are welcome news for airlines, which lobbied for the change to 5 days, arguing that vaccines and other mitigating measures are widely available and that the 10-day window worsened personnel shortages. But Sarah Nelson, the president of the flight attendants union, suggests this new guidance meets corporate needs, saying, quote, if any business pressures a worker to return before they feel better, it will cause much greater disruption than any staffer shortages. White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says the decision is safe.
If you look at the chance of getting a transmission in that second half of that 10-day period, it's considerably less than in those first few days.
Even though hospitalizations for Omicron are lower than for other strains, doctors say the variant is still dangerous for children. So health officials are asking parents to vaccinate their kids. CBS's Meg Oliver.
In New York State, roughly 27% of 5 to 11-year-olds are vaccinated. Nationwide, that number falls to roughly 23%. New York Presbyterian Chief Pediatrician Dr. Sally Permar.
The vaccine is so much safer than getting the virus itself. And so giving your child the vaccine keeps them safer than letting them get infected with this virus without any immunity from a vaccine.
Police in the Denver area are looking into a shooting spree that left 4 people dead last night. Denver Chief Paul Pazin says officers shot and killed the suspected gunman.
We believe that this individual was responsible for this very violent series of events that took place in the Denver metro area.
But so far, investigators say they don't know what set the gunman off. Surveillance video and police body cam footage are shedding new light and raising questions about last week's takedown of an assault suspect at a Los Angeles clothing store. The suspect was killed, but a 14-year-old girl also died, caught in the crossfire hurricane of chaos. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Surveillance captured the suspect beating a customer with what appeared to be a bicycle lock. Employees and customers called 911.
What's the emergency?
Evacuate the building, everybody! Evacuate the building!
One witness telling an operator the man appeared to have a firearm. The officers moved quickly up the store's escalator to the second floor, where surveillance showed the suspect dragging and beating a customer behind a display. It appears the officer fired his weapon to stop the suspect. That man, identified as 24-year-old Daniel Elena Lopez, was struck and killed. One of the rounds fired by a police officer pierced a wall and also struck and killed a teenage girl who was in a dressing room on the other side. Officers recovered what they described as a steel or metal lock at the scene, but no gun was found on the suspect.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Seattle's overnight temperatures have felt like the teens are low 20s. It's been snowing there, and this rare Arctic blast for the Pacific Northwest is hell on homeless people like Katie West. She's staying with others at an American Legion hall.
I mean, we got a tent right down the street, only like a block and a half away, and I'm not even willing to stay in it right now. It's just so difficult.
Farther south, several highways are closed because of blowing snow in the mountains of Northern California and Nevada. Forecasters say travel in the Sierra Nevada could be tough for several days. The NHL is back from its COVID and Christmas break with some changes. Here's CBS's Monica Ricks.
There are just 3 games on the schedule tonight with matchups in Tampa, L.A., and San Jose. The Blue Jackets-Blackhawks game has been postponed in Chicago. The NHL's also adding new roster rules this week, including the use of taxi squads. That's when players are signed for a few weeks to give teams a full lineup if anyone on its main roster gets sick. The rule will be in place till the All-Star game in early February. Last week, more than 100 players were in COVID protocols when the league shut down.
In college football, the Sun Bowl is back from the dead after Central Michigan agreed to sub for Miami. They'll play Washington State, but the Arizona Bowl is off after Boise State pulled out and shut down all team activities due to an outbreak there. The makers of the popular video game League of Legends were supposed to pay a $10 million gender discrimination settlement.
No!
Show them no pity.
Instead, manufacturer Riot Games has agreed to pay $100 million to some 2,000 women who say they were harassed by men and paid less than them at the company. When it comes to kids and smoking, British researchers say for better or for worse, parents still lead by example.
Decades after this anti-smoking ad,
like father, like son,
the message remains. In a new outreach film from Britain's National Health Service, doctors say teenagers whose parents smoke are 4 times more likely to take it up themselves. They want parents to make a New Year resolution to quit for the good of their children. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
In Richmond, Virginia, workers had already found one time capsule as they dismantled the city's Robert E. Lee statue. Now,
what do you got here, Mike? I got the most precious thing I've ever carried.
They believe they found another that was buried within the statue's pedestal back in 1887. Governor Ralph Northam says the box will be opened early this afternoon.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
On this last week of the year, our look back at 2021 includes some notable passings from rock and folk music and from the Broadway stage. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Charlie Watts provided a steady beat for the Rolling Stones. We lost the rock icon this year, along with another star who hit it big in the 1960s, Mary Wilson of the Supremes.
My world is empty without you.
Broadway theaters went dark to honor Stephen Sondheim.
Where are the clowns?
Lovers of Irish music miss the Chieftains, Paddy Maloney. The rap world mourns DMX and Biz Markie.
You got what I need.
Their music plays on in fans' memories. Matt Piper, CBS News.
And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, December 28th, 2021. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.